fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Look, the truth is guns are not a threat. Liberals are. Let's call it what it is. This deranged lunatic was obviously an indoctrinated liberal. And it's just sad because they're suffering from severe mental illness. They're suffering from a false worldview. They're suffering from massive psychological operations. They've had their brains broken. They've had their minds destroyed. It's just the truth. Now, I'm not going to sit here and have a political battle to try to stop school shootings. No, if I had the power to do it, I know how I'd do it. It's called armed guards outside the school. Good luck. Good luck, school shooter. We're going to have an armed, highly rewarded military veteran, police officer, gun training expert, and we're going to send a clear and present message. You know, maybe I should just do that. Like write a speech and then give it from a podium. It's like, this is how you stop school shootings. To the next school shooter out there, the second you step foot on that campus, somebody is going to put a bullet through your head. We're going to have armed guards that are trained. And we're going to have them with one job and one job only, and that's to stop you. You think you're coming on to an unarmed school? You're wrong. You're going to find that out before you can even pull one shot off. You send a clear, loud message to the next potential mass shooter, to the next mentally deranged person, bombed out on drugs, bombed out on the poison in the food and the water, bombed out on modern pop culture television, and you let them know, you think you're going to come onto a school and shoot up kids? You got another thing coming. We're going to blow your head off before you even pull the trigger. You make it loud, you make it clear, and then you actually do it. And then the next time someone comes to shoot up a school, they get shot dead before they can pull the trigger, and you hold that story up as a total victory of how to stop the next school shooter. No amount of gun laws are going to do it. But congratulations to the leftists out there. Congratulations to the liberal corporate media out there. You did it. You drummed up hatred for police and you got police officers killed. You drummed up hatred for white people. You had Black Lives Matter riots happening all year long. You drummed up hatred for Christians and now a transgender deranged individual went and shot up a Christian school. So, no, I'm not going to turn how to stop school shootings into a political football. I'm going to address the solution that we all know is there. But I'm also not going to be deceived here to not call out the problem. No. This country is suffering severely mentally. And yes, the center, the cell, the hub of that is the liberal leftist ideology and culture dominance. Absolutely 110%. They hate God. They hate truth. They hate reality. They hate themselves. They are building a world of hatred. Are you surprised that there's more mass shootings? They're building a world. They're building a civilization of degradation and depression. Are you surprised mass shootings are up? So, no, you're just witnessing the fall of civilization under the leftist liberal culture paradigm. This is what it looks like. That's what it sounds like. Children screaming in a classroom. Trains derailing. Chemical explosions. Buildings blowing up. Violent crime in the inner cities. Wide open borders. Mentally deranged people walking around the streets defecating. No, we are getting it. You are in it. You are in the culture thrust of American liberal progressivism. Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? It sucks. Turning people into mental basket cases and mentally deranged fools destroys civilization.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new toothpaste that my dad, a retired dentist and oral surgeon, developed. Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste that just came into stock. And I got to tell you, I got samples of this months ago, and it is amazing. The way it makes your gums feel, what it does to your mouth, is insane. We know turmeric is an antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and does such great things for the body. Then you add that with tea tree oil and a bunch of other essential oils, it is just dynamite. It is so good to detox and attack inflammation in your mouth. I want to challenge everybody to try the new toothpaste at InfoWarsStore.com, Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. And while you're at it, check out the new Ashwagandha line of products. We have Ashwagandha with black pepper extract for your libido, your testosterone in pill form, and we have the pure Ashwagandha root gummies as well, now available at InfoWarsStore.com. They're amazing products, and they fund the InfoWar. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Up the phone lines, and we'll take your calls the rest of the way. I'll cover the rest of the news that I have on my desk, but any of the issues we covered today, the trans kid rally or this shooting and what you're seeing in response to it, is fair game. Or maybe it's Biden getting an ice cream cone. Hey, Biden, three kids died at school shooting today. Where's the chocolate ice cream? I love ice cream. And then all the yuppies in the audience applaud him. Truly stunning stuff. The number 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, the trans kid rally at the Capitol, or if you want to get into the shooting at the school and what you're seeing in response to it. But what do you expect? You have to be severely deranged to do such a thing. You know, maybe we should try to get down to the bottom of what is causing people to become so deranged, so soulless, so detached from humanity that they would do such a thing. But first, we can protect the schools and the children. We can do that tomorrow. If anybody wants to actually stop school shootings, we can do it tomorrow. How does Cori Bush, Democrat representative from St. Louis, how does she stop herself from getting shot? Oh, that's right. She has massive armed guards that follow her around everywhere. That's right. How does the Capitol get protected from people who might want to go in there and cause violence? Oh, that's right. Massive police force with armed guards 24/7. That's right. What do we do here at InfoWars? We don't want somebody coming in here causing some bad stuff to go down. So, you know what? We got armed security. And I'm not talking about the crew. No, you want to protect yourself from a potential deranged person showing up and shooting somebody? You arm yourself. That's what all the liberal Democrats do. Every single liberal Democrat that calls for gun control today has armed security. Every corporate news outlet that puts liberal Democrats on the air calling for gun control today has armed security. Why do you get armed security for yourself, but yet you don't promote that for other people? Specifically children at schools. Just curious. All right, see, I'm already ranting. I'm already doing what I said I wouldn't do. So let me take a deep breath. And we'll get your calls lined up. Now, you've also got ESPN celebrates Women's History Month by promoting a special about a transgender swimmer. That's Leah Thomas, a biological male who broke all the female swimming records, competed as a man here in Austin, Texas through high school, couldn't cut it at the college level, so transitioned to be a female, even though still has a male member, and now swims with females and breaks all the records. And Riley Gaines, a female swimmer, responded, "Leah Thomas is not a brave, courageous woman who earned a national title. He is an arrogant cheat who stole a national title from a hardworking, deserving woman. The NCAA is responsible. If I was a woman working at ESPN, I would walk out. You're spineless, ESPN." What are you talking about? Women don't get awards anymore. Only men pretending to be women get awards now. They just crowned San Francisco, Miss San Francisco. First Miss San Francisco is a dude. Yeah, how you like that? Ms. Dude. Yeah. Miss Male Member, Miss Bulge. We're going to crown the first Miss San Francisco, and it's going to be a man, baby. It's the first Mr. Mrs. And we're really wondering what's leading to all the mental illness in this country. We're really wondering where the mental illness and where the decay is coming from. Really? We don't know. And they try to act like they don't know. NPR finally issues a correction after getting fact-checked into oblivion. National Public Radio issued a correction to their tweet that proclaimed there is, quote, limited scientific evidence of a physical advantage, end quote, trans athletes have over female athletes after the international governing body for track and field banned trans woman athletes. Oh, 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 there's no difference between a man and a woman. In fact, that was even, oh my gosh, I had that today at the Capitol. I forget how it went, but somebody started saying there was no difference between a man and a woman. I said, really? Really? So yeah, they asked me, like they really thought they had me on. They said, what's the difference between a man and a woman? I laid it all out. I was like, okay, reproductive organs, breasts, bone structure, brain chemistry. And then they would like, well, go into detail. I went into detail, the pelvis, the thicker blood-brain barrier, you know. I went into all of it, and then they just sit there like, it's like, yeah, men and women are two completely different things, and everybody knows it, except you, apparently. There's no difference between a man and a woman. Because that's the thing, too. It's so easy to trap these people. Say, well, it's a trans kid. Well, it's a boy that identifies as a girl. Oh, so it's a boy? Well, no, it's not. It's a girl. It's a girl. Oh, okay. Well, what's a girl? Well, a girl is, well, you know, and see that now they realize they've been caught. Because if you define what a girl is, then you realize a boy can't be a girl. But, oh, to sit here, oh my gosh, oh, we here at NPR are just stunned. We really had no idea there was a difference between men and women. We here at NPR would like to retract a story saying that there was a physical difference between men and women. We had no idea. Really, we here at NPR, we did not know that. We thought they separated men's and women's sports just because it was fun. We thought that boys and girls competed in different competitions with different elements of their sports just for fun. It wasn't because there's a difference between boys and girls. We at NPR had no idea. We were stunned. This one really caught us off guard. Thank you for pointing that out to us. Imagine that. You have to point out to liberals that there's a difference between men and women. Interesting. Very interesting. All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, best thing you can do right now in this chaotic world under Joe Biden, the destruction of America, is just get yourself prepared. Food, water, air, so important. And we've been out of the water filters, the air filters, and the emergency food supplies at InfoWarsStore.com for a while now, but it's all back in stock. All of it back in stock. Your favorite high-quality storable food, water, and air supplies are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The Alexa Pure water filtration system, I have two of those in my house. The Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system, I have three of those in my house. Seriously, those things are incredible. I could give you 100 different examples of how amazing these things are. Just the odors they take out of the air, the little particulate that they take out of the air. Like if you have, I'll give you an example. I've got one in my room and I've got the goose down comforter. And when I'm putting the duvet on it, the feathers just go everywhere, right? I mean, just feathers all over the room. I turn on the Alexa Pure Breeze air filter. It sucks all that in, and so I'm not breathing it in when I go to bed that night. It's So it's just one example. But the food supplies, folks, this is just imperative. We've got a one-year emergency food supply. We've got the six-month emergency food supply. We've got the three-month emergency food supply and the one-month emergency food supply. It's all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Best thing you can do is get prepared. And I'm not telling you something. I'm not giving you advice I don't give to myself. I'm not giving you advice I don't heed myself. I've got emergency food. I've got the water supplies. I've got the air supplies. And now you can get prepared as well, that they're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration, lowest price it's ever been on sale is right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we're in the third and final hour here of the InfoWars War Room. We're taking your calls on the other side. We'll be right back.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's InfoWars.com on the back. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to InfoWarsStore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. And you will have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. No, it can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
Here's the one thing that nobody saw coming, and this is the competition of states. I don't put companies here in New York anymore, or in Massachusetts, or in New Jersey, or in California. Those states are uninvestable. The policy here is insane. The taxes are too high.
New York's new $212 billion budget gives the state the highest combined tax rate in the country.
We put them in Fargo, North Dakota, because 40% of the people work elsewhere, including Boston. So I was, you know, of a bit of a debate with Elizabeth Warren about this, but I say, look, Senator, we've got to move the companies out of your state because you're not investable anymore. You're punishing people if they're successful. You overtax them. You hit them with a super tax. New Jersey, what a mess. New York, uninvestable.
Wait, why is New York uninvestable?
Try and do a project in New York. Try and build a data.
Yeah, I'm asking, Don's point, is it beyond the taxes?
Oh, the regulatory environment is punitive. I had a project in upstate New York behind the grid in Niagara Falls for electricity, a global data center we were building. Eventually, it got so bad with the politicians in the local region and the state policy, we moved it to Norway and all the jobs. Norway has it now. Thousands of jobs coming out of that. I mean, that's New York, uninvestable. Sorry, don't shoot the messenger, just telling you the way it is.
Yeah,
that's it, uninvestable.
Some pushback from our elected officials in New York on that.
I was just going to say Kathy Hochul.
Yeah. But
I'll debate them any time of the day you want.
We would love to set that up.
Particularly AOC. She's great at killing jobs. She kills jobs by the thousands. You know another New Jersey problem? Where did Amazon take their jobs? They took them away from her. She threatened to sue them if they created jobs. I mean, this is a reality. It's a reality that...
There's a little more to it, but let's not relitigate that.
Well, you know, sorry, just telling the truth. It's okay to have a debate about politics, but not policy. When you have punitive policy, you're making a mistake. And I want to just put up my hand and say, I don't agree, Senator, with your policy. I respect you as a politician, a very successful one. You know, she's very successful, and that's the state where I grew my kids. I mean, our family grew up in Boston, Massachusetts. We left there to move to Florida like everybody else is because it's such a tough place to, you know, this is a tough message. People really are critical about this, but somebody has to call it out because this is a competition of states now, and we don't put money there anymore. We put it in other places, and jobs are created elsewhere. Over time, this is going to diminish New Jersey, diminish New York, diminish Massachusetts, and California, out of business. Out of business. El Morte. No business there. You can't do business there. I don't know what that place is going to turn into. Maybe a tourist zone, but no business. Imagine San Francisco. You can't even walk at night out in the street.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I'm going to be interested to see what happens as far as the media's coverage tonight of the shooting today. But I'm getting kind of an initial feeling here that this is going to be a major turning point. And I think conservatives and Republicans are finally going to take this issue of school safety seriously. And this whole idea of gun laws to stop school shootings, it's done. I mean, it's over. And then the element of mental illness or red flag laws, this is going to be actually the real debate here. The debate is over. The only way to stop the next school shooting is to put an armed guard out front to down the next shooter. That's it. You can put as many signs on windows and doors that say gun-free zone as you want. You can sign as many bills and laws as you want. It's not going to stop the next school shooter. So I think Republicans and conservatives might actually get serious about this and realize that's the solution. And sadly, what's probably going to have to happen is there's going to be a case where a school that has an armed guard is going to be approached by what would be a school shooter, and that potential school shooter is going to be downed by the armed guard, and then it's going to say, see, that's what works. You know what? That's sad that that's the state of our country, but I can sit here and mention 1,000 things that are sad about the state of our country, like that in Baltimore and Chicago, most high school graduates can't even read or do math. That's sad. That every time I go to downtown Austin, I see mass depression, homelessness, poverty, mentally deranged people having to defend for themselves on the streets. That's sad. So yeah, we got a lot of sad things happening in our country today. And we know the root cause of them. You've stripped morals away from our culture. You've demonized Christianity and God and divine creation in our civilization. You've promoted sexual deviancy and perversion. Yeah, we know what's causing our civilization to slip into the abyss. So I think that we'll see how the media coverage of this goes tonight, but you're going to have real debates about red flag laws, because clearly somebody that thinks they're, if I'm a man that believes I'm a woman, I have a mental disorder. Now, does that mean I shouldn't have a gun? Really? Are conservatives and Republicans going to argue that? Certainly goes against the Second Amendment. Are they willing to concede that? But that'll be the debate. The debate on how to stop a school shooter is over. And it'll be yet another ugly thing that reminds us of how decayed our civilization is, that we have to have armed guards at schools. All right. Let's go to the callers now. You know, it's interesting. We got a caller from Australia. And they love to use Australia as the example that gun control works. And folks, don't be off-put when a liberal uses Australia as an example, because actually, after they signed the gun laws in Australia, gun sales went up. And so actually, more people in Australia now own guns, and gun crimes went down. This is all on record. But let's go to Reptilian Flair in Australia. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
G'day, Owen. How you going? Can you hear me all right?
Yep, we got you. Thanks for calling. It's early over there in Australia.
Is it? Oh, yeah. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:20. But, the reason I'm calling is I'm a bit confused about the rhetoric that goes on. where we walk to a line, we walk to the edge of the truth in life, and then, you know, nobody has the gumption or the strength to walk over that line and tell the real truth of what's going on. And this is where I'm a bit confused. So when you have Alex, I actually rang, you know, because I was listening to Alex, but when you have the answer to 1984 is 1776, I don't think in 1776 they used peaceful means. But that's what we're promoting now. So this emasculation of men, it's out of control. Where are the men? I mean, when somebody's coming to kill my children, I'm not going to ask them kindly to stop. And this is what we're promoting. We're promoting this peaceful resistance. And I've never heard anything so ludicrous in my whole life. Never, never. And I'm nearly 60 years old, and I just can't get my head around it.
Well, let me help you with that. I have the answer for you. And, I mean, it's not a simple answer, but I think I can help you understand it better. Most people still have too much to lose. I mean, are you going to grab a gun and try to overthrow your government? No, of course not. You've got too much to lose. You might have a family. You might have a house. You might have something that you still enjoy in life. You might have something you're looking forward to. But generally speaking, most people in America still have too much to lose. They haven't been completely destroyed by the establishment or all the corruption. And so they still have access to food, access to water, access to the things that they enjoy and their entertainment and everything else. And so you're not going to have that level of commitment for people. And you know what? There's also an understanding that once you break that, once you open that Pandora's box, there's no going back. We still like our country here. We still like what we have here, and we don't want that to be shut down. So I've never been a violent revolutionary. I believe we can do things peacefully with ideas and words. We are an advanced species. So I understand the frustration, though, of saying there's all this evil around us. Where are the good men to step up and do something about it? Well, how many men are willing to literally go out there and die, or how many men have nothing left to lose that they'd be willing to put it all on the line like that? And there aren't many. Does that answer your question?
There you go. That answers my question, and that repeats what I've been saying. The emasculation of men. People like their toys, they like their baubles, they like the system to take care of them because they haven't got the strength or the common sense to take care of themselves. And that's what you've just said. People like to go to the movie. I mean, who the hell would go to Hollywood? You know, it's satanic. Why don't we talk about the real... Why don't we talk about the real evil people behind this, if you want to call them people? Yep. But why don't we talk about really what's behind this? Because this is not demonic. This is interplanetary. Yep, we have been taken over thousands of years ago, and this is a game that we're playing now, where we talk about the problem. Debate is the great thing, but action is nothing. And my father.
Well, I'm up against a break here, but let me respond on the other side.
Have you ever boarded a plane and thought to yourself, I hope the pilot is a transgender refugee? Have you ever gone to the emergency room and said, I hope my medical team is incredibly diverse? Have you ever moved to a new city and said, I hope the police department hit its equity goals for the year? If your answer to these questions was no, if you just wanted the most qualified candidates for the job, then you are normal. But we have a lot of very not normal people running America these days. Left-wing politicians believe skin color or gender identity should determine who gets the job. Democrats used to care about the middle class. Now they just care about your race and your gender. And as long as Democrats stay in power, it will just keep getting worse. Stop the bigotry. Stop the insanity. Are you a mom or dad? Do you have little kids with big dreams? Well, hopefully your kids aren't white or Asian, because if they are, they will have a very hard time getting into their dream college or landing their dream job. Top schools and corporations are run by left-wing Democrats, and they openly discriminate against whites and Asians. So even if your daughter has the best test scores, even if your son has amazing grades, even if they spend extra hours studying and doing everything right, it won't be enough. Unless you suddenly discover that you're part Cherokee, or transgender, or in the country illegally, otherwise, your kids are out of luck. Which begs the question, if Democrats are hurting your children, why would you ever vote for them? Stop the bigotry. Stop the insanity.
If you want to continue to see hardcore, game-changing, tip of the spear, 98% accuracy that just is setting brush fires the minds of men and women everywhere, stay with InfoWars, pray for InfoWars, spread the word about InfoWars, and buy product at InfoWars. And I can tell you how many outside groups go and test the products we sell. Like Mike Adams is famous for his big testing lab where he tests all sorts of products, also supplements. And I didn't even know this happened with a family member. He was giving him a family member that had some neurological issues, CBD oil, because in all the studies, it's really good CBD oil. It really helps all sorts of neurological things, Parkinson's, epilepsy, narcolepsy, the list goes on and on, joint pain, you name it. And he went and tested ours in his testing lab, tech that has degrees in this, said, this is the highest quality we've seen. We've seen another brand this good, but this is the very top. This should be $160 a bottle or the 1,000 milligram that he puts out. And that's true. They recommended we sell it for $150. I went to these folks that own a big company that's one of the top distributors in the country of wide spectrum CBD. And they said, we recommend $150 retail and then discount it $100. Well, I'm not going to do 200% markup. So at $67, there's 100% markup to fund ourselves. You're getting the best CBD, 1,000 milligram, 25 milligram, and 10 milligram, depending on the one you want, at over 50% what you're going to get this anywhere else. That's with a discounted. It's about 35% after the discount. So, but if you look at retail, it's like a 70% discount. The point is that point blank, everybody knows CBD is great. Doctors are prescribing it everywhere, even though it's not prescription. This is the best you're going to get. InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. Only way we fail is we don't take action. And I know less than 1% of the viewers, so I love and I think, I'm not benching. If just one more percent would just do it, we wouldn't just be good, we could expand. So we're not going anywhere. Those of you that have bought the products, you know who you are. Those who haven't, hey, keep spreading the word, keep praying for us. And if you want to experience great CBD, try it out, get a bottle. And I think you're going to be a repeat customer. Buy the product.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The American way of life
is under attack.
This is the War Room.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, so we're already seeing some of the responses to the shooting. I'm going to use the last two segments here to take your calls, but yeah. They're going to have a hard time covering this tonight on the corporate news because they promoted the ideas of violence against Christians and Christian churches and Catholic churches because they're against the LGBTQ plus mafia, so they can't cover that up. That comes into play here. They can't cover up that all their gun control laws and everything doesn't work. So, but of course, they're still saying it's time to take the guns. And the Republicans are coming out with the right message, which is sad but true. You want to stop the next school shooter, it's going to have to be an armed guard. Just the facts. Now, quickly to reply to that last caller, and I don't want to take too much time because we have lines filled here, but, you know, I don't get, I'm not upset with other members of the conservative media that pose as activists but have never done a single political activity or activism in their life. I don't get mad about that. I don't get frustrated by that. But, you know, I'm not going to sit here and I'm not mad at the caller. He brings up fair points. But I'm not going to sit here and say, what's happened to men? Where did men go? No, I've stood there and put myself on the line. There are men that have sacrificed a great deal to try to help this country. And I happen to be one of them. And yes, I have been arrested multiple times. Yes, I have been threatened multiple times. Yes, I have been completely censored. So I don't really get mad at the fact that there aren't near enough conservatives out there that are willing to put it on the line. Fine, I get it. Most people in conservative media have millions of dollars and life is good for them. Why would they want to go out on the streets and actually risk themselves or risk getting arrested? They wouldn't, and they don't. So that's fine. That's fine. But don't sit here and tell me that there aren't men out there that are still putting it on the line every day. There are. There absolutely are. There's not near enough. And yeah, I'm not gonna put my actual life, my beating heart on the line, because what's gonna happen at the end of that? But yeah, I'll stand up when they say we're gonna arrest you if you don't leave and I'll get arrested. I'm gonna stand up when they're doing a false impeachment hearing of Donald Trump and say this is fake, Trump is innocent, and get arrested. I'm going to go walk around D.C. on January 6th because I have a First Amendment to redress my grievances with government. I get arrested for that. Don't tell me there aren't men out there putting it on the line. I'm not even the best example. I'm just telling you that we're out here. We're out here. Why do you think they came after Alex Jones and sued him for hundreds of billions of dollars that he doesn't have? Why do you think they censor him off of every social media platform in 2018? You don't think there's men out here putting it all on the line? And that's what I'm saying. And I get people to tell me, you know, Alex Jones is controlled opposition. I've seen this man have everything taken from him by these bastards. Don't tell me there aren't men out there putting their skin in the game. Now, I get it. Most conservatives that you see and hear from aren't putting any skin in the game. I get that. That's frustrating. You say, where are the real men? But don't tell me there aren't people out there putting it all on the line every day. Don't tell me that there aren't people that are willing to sacrifice for the greater good. Now, yeah, we might not be at 1776 level, and quite frankly, I'd rather not have to get to that point. I'd rather preserve and restore. But I will tell you this. At the rate things are going, whether you're a conservative or not, you're going to have a lot less to lose. And that means you're going to be more willing to put your neck out there because you have a lot less to lose. I'm going to leave it at that for now and go back to the phone calls. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
It's great to talk to you. I love your show.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you know, I agree with the assessment that we should have armed guards in the schools. I mean, they wouldn't handle it any other way in a bank, like you said. And I have an article on my Substack. It's a new Substack, the Bender Observatory. It's a Joe Bender, excuse me, joebender.substack.com. And it's this article, well, one of the ones I have on there is about, it's called Freedom Suppressed by the Power Obsessed. And I mentioned how Alex predicted that the DHS and Patriot Act would be, you know, after being formed in response to 9/11, would be turned on American citizens. And now we see the DOJ weaponized against us. And basically the way these socialist leaders, they want things to fail because they have they can use failures of policy to, for instance, to prevent violence. They can use those failures of policy to justify imposing stronger policies of, and more government power. And so they look at stuff like this as an opportunity. And, you know, they say never let a tragedy go to waste or a good crisis go to waste. And, I mean, Biden's just embarrassing and ridiculous response to this earlier was so upsetting. joking about
I mean, at this
cream.
Point, he's just a complete bozo. It's just, it's a joke. He doesn't even know where he is half the time. It's bad.
And it's from so many different levels, from so many angles, the failures, that it's hard to keep track of it all. But with the LGBTQ thing, I mentioned you in this article about your brilliant brilliant assessment of the View segment that you were talking about, the liberalism-induced brain damage, and how they couldn't get their story straight about, you know, is pedophilia part of the LGBTQ thing? And there's also, you know, there are other conflicting viewpoints where, like, you know, men and women's sports trampling women's rights. But, you know, the feminists are supposedly for women's rights. But those
well,
are
notice, because here's what happens. Really, more than anything, I'm just a logician, let's say. I just think logically. And so what happens is I go to these events. It happened again today. And as soon as I start speaking logic on some of these issues, what happens? One of the cult leaders comes and shuts the conversation down. Because they know if logic is applied to their ideology, it will not hold up. And so that's why they have to censor us, and that's why their cult leaders always stop conversations when I'm out in events like that today, because they don't want people to actually think and realize that the logic really doesn't exist on these liberal issues. Joe, thank you for the call. Let's jump to a lot of people calling on that trans rally today. Let's go to Tony in California. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I don't know how it slipped under the radar, Owen. There was a drag show in Tuolumne up here in California. Been here my whole life, very conservative area. And it was called Queens and Vaccines Event. But it was promoted by the Tuolumne County Public and Health Department. And they were giving out monkeypox and COVID vaccines.
I mean, isn't that everything? Your health department tells you to be transgender and take a poison. And we wonder what's going on. We wonder why all the signs of a decaying civilization are all around us.
Yeah, I mean, this slipped under the radar. I mean, if I would have known about it, I surely would have been there. My son lives right across the street from the place at the fairgrounds there in Sonora, so... It's just so frustrating, and my prayers go out to those families today. That, you know, I heard some about that.
Yeah.
It's a sad state. I mean, I grew up in California, so, you know, I guess I'm a hippie. I'm 65.
Well, it's California's changed a lot, hasn't it, since Ronald Reagan was the governor. We'll be right back.
The elite are all about transcendence and living forever and the secrets of the universe, and they want to know all this. Some are good, some are bad, some are a mix. But the good ones don't ever want to organize. The bad ones didn't want to organize because they lust after power. Powerful consciousnesses don't want to dominate other people. They want to empower them, so they don't tend to get together until things are really late in the game. Then they come together. Evil's always defeated because good is so much stronger. And we're on this planet, and Einstein's physics showed it, Max Planck's physics showed it, all there's at least 12 dimensions. And now that's why all the top scientists and billionaires are coming out saying it's a false hologram. It is artificial. The computers are scanning it and finding tension points where it's artificially projected, and gravity's bleeding in to this universe. That's what they call dark matter. So we're like a thought or a dream that's a wisp in some computer program, some God's mind, whatever. They're proving it all. It's all coming out. Now, there's like this sub-transmission zone below the third dimension that's just turned over to the most horrible things, what it resonates to. And it's trying to get up into the third dimension that's just a basic level consciousness to launch into the next levels. And our species is already way up at the fifth, sixth dimension, consciously our best people. But there's this big war trying to, like, basically destroy humanity because humanity has free will, and there's a decision to which level we want to go to. We have free will, so evil's allowed to come and contend, not just good. And the elites themselves believe they're racing using human technology to try to take our best minds and build some type of breakaway civilization where they're going to merge with machines, transcend, and break away from the failed species that is man, which is kind of like a false transmission because they're thinking what they are is ugly and bad, projecting it onto themselves instead of believing, no, it's a human test about building us up. And so Google was set up 18, 19 years ago. I knew about this before it was declassified. I'm just saying I have good sources. That they wanted to build a giant artificial system. And Google believes that the first artificial intelligence will be a supercomputer based on the neuron activities of the hive mind of humanity with billions of people wired into it with the Internet of Things. And so all of our thoughts go into it, and we're actually building a computer that has real neurons in real time that's also psychically connected to us that are organic creatures so that they will have current prediction powers, future prediction powers, a true crystal ball. But the big secret is, once you have a crystal ball and know the future, you can add stimuli beforehand and make decisions that control the future. And so then it's the end of consciousness and free will for individuals, as we know, and a true 2.0 in a very bad way, hive mind consciousness with an AI jacked into everyone, knowing our hopes and dreams, delivering it to us, not in some PKD wirehead system where we plug in and give up on consciousness because of unlimited pleasure, but because we were already wired in and absorbed before we knew it by giving over our consciousness to this system, our daily decisions that it was able to manipulate and control into a larger system. There's now a human counterstrike taking place to shut this off before it gets fully into place and to block these systems and to try to have an actual debate about where humanity goes and cut off the pedophiles and psychic vampires that are in control of this AI system before humanity's destroyed.
Right.
But this is an interdimensional force that wants to influence us to build something that absorbs us and kills us rather than the divine free will we're given to build something much better that empowers the species.
Get your big brain on with Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support the InfoWar.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Right there. It's a little more than you bargained for. Hey, by the way, yeah, as we were saying, we are seeing this from the liberal left today. Look, don't be gaslit by these freaks. You already knew that this is how they thought, but they're saying it's a good thing that happened to those Christian kids for what they do to the trans movement. So, but we knew they were like that. Folks, I'm going to tell you, look, we've been, call me Ostradamus, I guess, but, I mean, we've warned you of all the things coming. I'm gonna give you the next warning right now. I told you, get your money out of banks. I'm going to give you the next warning right now. Get prepared to get crushed very soon by these next wave of taxes. Listen to what Janet Yellen admits here in clip 9.
Isn't it a fact that the president's proposed budget proposes $4.7 trillion in new taxes?
It does propose significant additional taxes, yes.
$4.7 trillion?
Something like that, yes.
Okay.
Where do you think they're going to get that money from? You! $4.7 trillion in new taxes. I'm telling you, folks, get ready. You're going to see shocking bills very soon. I'll tell you, man. Maybe we should all move to El Salvador. Nayib Bukele put this tweet out. Move to El Salvador, the new land of the free. No fentanyl crisis, no shootings, no lootings. Lowest crime rate in the Americas. USD and Bitcoin as legal tenders. No currency conversions. Great coffee, great weather, great beaches. We were ahead of this, too. I told you Central America is going to be the place to go. They're sending all their dregs here. And now Bukele is actually cleaning up the streets. Believe that. So there you go. All right. We're going to continue to take calls. I'm going to get you on the air. Make your point quickly so I can take as many calls in 8 minutes as possible. Let's go to Chad in Nebraska. Chad, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
What up, Owen?
What's up, Chad?
Glad to hear from you. I love you guys. I watch American Journal, War Room, InfoWars every day while I'm at work. I'm a contractor. You guys, I've been listening to Alex Jones since like 2011. He brought up the Bilderberg Group. Love you guys.
Well, so we love you, man. We're honored. We're honored that you spend your time with us.
I got two little girls here. I got a three-year-old. Well, she's turning three on Sunday. And I've got a six-year-old here. And they just want to say something. Can girls be boys and boys be girls?
No.
No? And why? Oh, that's a liberal thing. So, yeah, I'm propagandizing my girls.
Well, look, let me tell you, you know, the liberals tune in here, too, and a few of their heads may have just exploded.
I hope they did. I hope they did, because there ain't no way that I'm raising my girls to be a demonic human being that they are. So,
all right. Well, you're raising your kids right.
Well, I'm trying. I'm a good dad. I love these girls, and I try to do the best for them. I'm a disciplinarian, but I'm also, you know, very fun dad. We're going to Cancun this weekend,
and you call into the war room and put them on the air.
We come into the war room.
That's as fun as it gets.
It does, but I did want to say, man, I laughed a lot on the way home. I was listening to your show. I kind of left work a little early to come get the girls from school, or one of the girls, and I was listening, and you had your video up there of you in the capital of Austin. I was laughing my ass off at that. Oh, my God.
Well, let me tell you, we got
a brave dude, and, like, I wish, like, we had a rally here in Lincoln. I didn't even know about it. And I looked on the news there Saturday at our local news, and we had a rally for trannies. Because our government
my gosh.
Here.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, they're everywhere, and they don't want us showing up. But look, we got the HD video. It's going to be uploaded to Bandout Video shortly, and then we've got hours of footage from the Capitol today, and so we're going to show you some of it tonight, and then we're going to also premiere and upload some of it tomorrow. But it's going to be on Bandout Video, so stay tuned there. Thank you, Chad. Let's go to So-So in Washington. So-So, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Owen, you inspire me so much I got banned from Twitter.
What did you do? You thought criminal.
Oh, I watched your little LGBTQ cult at the Capitol today and went on Twitter and posted something under Tom Fitton's thing about, you know, LGBTQ. Is an illness. And I stated that, yes, mental illness is real in the LGBTQXYZ community. We need to address it before any more behaviors surface.
They banned you, huh?
Oh, yeah. They got me for hate speech and said I was inciting violence.
Oh, yeah. But when you tell deranged people that Christians want to kill them and end your way of life, and when you tell deranged people that all cops are bad and they want to kill black people, and then Christians get attacked, and then cops get attacked, that's not incitement of violence, though, So-So, okay?
Oh, I know.
All right,
know.
Good. I just want you to know this now. This is how it works.
Oh, I know it. I just hit a conservative meeting here in my hometown just this weekend. We talked about all of this that's been going on in Libville, Washington. Mm. And, so my appeal, they asked me to remove my post or I could appeal it. So I decided that I would go ahead and appeal. And I put, this is not hateful speech. I was stating the facts. Hormones and testosterone taken by the wrong gender assigned at birth cause mental illness such as depression, anxiety, panic attacks, confusion, anger, rage, and suicidal ideations.
And that's the actual listed field. Side effects.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, So-So, you know what? You've actually inspired me now. Because what I'm going to do is, because I've been told to do this again. After Elon Musk took over Twitter, I appealed my suspension twice, got rejected. So I'm gonna do it a third time. I'm gonna appeal my suspension or whatever, my banishment a third time, and maybe they'll let me back on there. Now, there is an account I go live from every Monday night at Owen Schroyer Live. I will be live there tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. I do go live from there, but that's not my personal account. I don't tweet from that account or anything like that. It's just for the live show that I do. Or you can go to rumble.com/Owen and find it there. But I'm gonna try to get my original account back because, look, Elon Musk, for whatever reasons, he said, okay, he doesn't want Alex Jones back on there. You know, he's the big bad man. He's the most banned man in the world. Okay. But what about little old me? What about little old Owen Schroyer? Maybe I can get my account back. Let's pressure test that. You've inspired me so I'm going to try for appeal again. Let's go to Jeremiah in Ohio. Jeremiah, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to plug something. Brain Force real quick. It turns me into a hawk.
Are you a hawk man?
As a hawk. Yeah, when I get the brain force, but I just had a good point brought up. You know, they say that they're Christians and they have the prayer cult, but what God are they really praying to if they're attacking the real Christian?
Isn't it such BS? They hate Christians. They're not Christians. They're not Catholics. They pretend to be.
You know, you were the most tolerant one in that room.
Clearly, but it's like stolen valor. You know, people will wear military uniforms to get that stolen valor or a discount or, you know, just people to say thank you or whatever. And that's what they're doing. They pretend like they're Catholics or they pretend like they're Christians so they can say, see, Christians and Catholics are all about trans kids. See, and they're not Christians or Catholics, and they hate God and they hate the Bible and they hate religion. And then we're going to listen to these people telling you they're Christian, they're Catholics, they represent the faith, and trans kids and LGBTQ activism is a good thing? No. No, I'm not falling for that for one second. But see, that's why they hate me. Because I don't take a scintilla of their BS. And I'm actually a really nice guy. I'm actually really easy to get along with, really nice. As you said, I was the most tolerant one there today. So that's fine. Be on the lookout at band.video for that HD footage. And we will see you tomorrow. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals. And now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, you know, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team. And I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, you know, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, you know, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, you know, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
If Alex Jones runs for president in the Republican Party, he has a chance of winning.
If you just tuned in, you may be noticing I'm wearing an Alex Jones for President 2024 shirt. I am not seriously planning to run for president. This is an idea the crew had. Have a triggering shirt, kind of next level. Alex Jones was right. There's InfoWars.com on the back. Alex Jones for President 2024 on the front. It's a fundraiser shirt. It's made out of really nice fabric. It's high quality. And it is a exclusive shirt to InfoWarsStore.com. And when the shirts are gone, they're gone. We're doing one run of Alex Jones for President 2024 shirts. and you will have a historic memento, be able to spread the word, meet a lot of like-minded people, and you will be able to keep us on the air.
No way. No way. That's a bridge too far. That's no, it can't be. And I said on national television that he was going to win.
At InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.